Blog Talk Radio.
Right. This is XXBN, the Brenneman Airplane on XXBN, Raleigh, Durham. I am Jill Brenneman. Today is International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers, and it's a very important event. It commemorates those lives who were lost to violence in the sex industry. It goes back to, ultimately, it was created as a result of response to the killings that were committed by Gary Leon Ridgway, the Green River Killer in the Pacific Northwest. It was created by Annie Sprinkle, and assuming the technology works, which is always a wonderful assumption with Blog Talk Radio, joining me is Renegade Evolution. Ren, are you actually there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
It worked. I can hear you.
Yay!
I'll warn the listeners in advance, Blog Talk Radio tends to be somewhat an unstable platform. So if the show happens to drop, please just tune us back in or call back in if you are calling in and it drops. So today is December 17th, Bren. Any thoughts on this day in particular as to how it impacts you?
Well, I mean, it's for me, it's one of those things that, you know, I've met so many very cool people through sex worker outreach, and this is a big thing for all of us, because it's kind of like you realize as a sex worker that so much of the world thinks that you're disposable. So to find people working to change that assumption is good. And while today is absolutely a day of remembrance, I think it's a good day of hope, too, because people are becoming more vocal about this issue.
Now, there's also some opposition to this day, which tends to come from a conservative feminist viewpoint, because they oppose the concept of using the term sex workers, as it ultimately, in their perception, turns it into an occupation, as opposed to a systematic form of oppression and violence. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that I've always said that you know, it's up to the people involved to identify. I mean, if someone identifies as a sex worker, then that's how they should be, you know, that's the term that should be used. Whereas if somebody says, you know, they were a prostituted person or what have you, then that is the term that should be used, because there's both out there. But I think that, I mean, that's like I don't know. It's one of those few groups that I don't see a lot of people telling other people how they're allowed to identify. And it's really not anybody else's business to say, you know, what somebody is. And for people who think it isn't work, they should try it, you know. it's one of those things. It's not, you know, necessarily a job like any other job, but it's certainly labor. So, you know, I'm big on people being able to identify as they wish and not as other people choose to identify them.
One of the important components of this event, you know, is how criminalization impacts sex workers. You know, one of my thought processes is that criminalizing prostitution actually tends to empower killers like Gary Ridgway, the Green River Killer, and that while they may be well-intentioned, you know, groups opposed to decriminalizing sex work, in my estimation, are actually only empowering the conditions that lead to violence in the sex industry.
Well, I would agree, because if people, you know, if their behavior is criminalized, even if they truly have done nothing wrong, they're less likely to go to authorities or anyone else for help, because then they risk being arrested. And that is not helpful to anybody, really. And, you know, if people know that that, you know, sex workers are afraid of authorities. They figure they're not gonna go to the cops if something bad happens to them.
All right, I want to give out a couple of important links. The link to the International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers website, that is www.swopusa.org / December 17th, or December 17, to be correct, I think. Is that a / or a /
I think it's / Yeah, /
Once again, that is www.swopusa.org/ DEC. I actually gave the wrong address out first time. It's /DEC17, if I can get that correctly. We also invite you to join in, 646-200-3136. This is a 30-minute edition, one of two that are happening today. On this event, so we certainly welcome you to call in with questions or viewpoints. Are there any events going on in your area right now, Ren, that you know of?
You know, actually, I think most of the stuff that I've heard about that is going on, it either seems to be West Coast or up in the New York area. Not so much happening here in D.C., probably because this time of year, with the sheer amount of, you know, people, tourists and stuff wanting to see the White House done up for Christmas or whatever, it's hard to get anything, you know, any sort of marches or anything going on. So I don't know of any really big events here. I mean, I know there are some in New York, and I know there's some out west, but not so much right around my neighborhood.
All right. Maybe it's the pending snowstorm that's keeping the East Coast under wraps.
Well, and it's cold. It's cold. It's really, really cold up here right now. So, yeah, I mean, I can understand maybe why people don't want to be outside. It's, you know, maybe 20 degrees out there today.
All right. To give a brief listing of events, we have events today in Tucson, Arizona. You can get these all off the swap December 17th event day, the International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers Day on the aforementioned website. Events in Tucson, in Toledo, in Montreal, in Toronto, in Victoria, BC, which is outside of Vancouver, one in Bangladesh, which I'm afraid I don't know how to pronounce the city. Forgive me if I butchered it. Chittagong, Bangladesh, Sydney, Australia, Darwin, Australia. Clearly this is an international event. There are events in Hong Kong. And, of course, the live events happening here. Other events scheduled tentatively are in Boston, Chicago, Detroit, Vegas, New York, Phoenix, Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, Seattle, Toledo, Tucson, and Halifax, Nova Scotia. That is what I have for list. All of those events are available. Once again, you can call in 646-200-3136. Ren, what do you think can be done to prevent events like this? You know, the mass killings that went unnoticed for so long.
Well, for one, I think that law enforcement really has to start seeing that people involved in the sex industry are humans just like everybody else. I mean, if that had been a bunch of, you know, if the people killed by the Green River Killer had been, you know, college co-eds, not to say that college co-eds hadn't had their own problems, there would have been a lot more done to see that it was stopped or to catch this person. And not just law enforcement, until most people realize that, you know, these are living, breathing people who are involved in the sex industry, just, you know, like they are, you know, that they have the full scope of humanity that everyone else has, it's not going to be given the same consideration that is given to other people. Which is really unfortunate, and it's because, I mean, a big part of it is the criminal stigma, I think. I mean, there's huge amounts of social stigma as well. But until people realize that, you know, these are human beings, there's not going to be a whole lot in the way, I think, of them being treated as such or crimes against them looked as important, and which is unfortunate.
Now, recently, Rhode Island, for listeners who are unaware, Rhode Island, through a loophole in the law, indoor prostitution was not illegal in Rhode Island until recently, when conservative activists joined together and pressured the legislature to close the loophole, which once again criminalized indoor prostitution in Rhode Island. This, of course, was hailed as a victory of sorts by conservatives, by the conservative feminists, by conservative activists across the spectrum in the religious right. You know, of course, my sense is kind of piggybacking to what you had addressed, that I don't see that as a victory. I see that as making it harder for victims of violence in the sex industry, or even, you know, even women who perhaps aren't victims but are witnesses to something but can no longer go to the police as a result. I mean, who's going to go to the police and say, well, you know, I was doing something illegal when I witnessed this happening, but I want you to help.
Right, exactly. And the thing is, that whole thing in Rhode Island, it was just so ugly. And it's one of those things that, yet again, everyone in the world making laws for, about, around sex workers without even listening to them. I mean, that was a really ugly campaign that was waged to have that law changed. And so it seems a lot of people in Rhode Island didn't even know what the law was. That tells you how disruptive it was. I mean, you know, people up there did not care until, you know, a bunch of people started rattling their sabers and, gee, we need this victory, you know, screw the consequences to the people that it's going to hurt. And, I mean, I was really disappointed in that. And so many places, I mean, there have been so many laws changing, like in the UK and everything, everyone's looking to the Nordic models. And frankly, I think, you know, Australia has the right idea, but no one's even willing to listen to that. I mean, the Australians and the Australian sex worker outreach community, they're amazing. I mean, just from what I've seen about them, they are the most active, proactive, up and aware of what's going on of just about anybody I've ever seen. So shout out to the Aussies. But, it's just, you know, people here, even Nevada's looking into changing their laws from what I understand. And it's not going to help sex workers at all. And there's all these people saying, oh, you need to help these women. But by doing this, it's no help to them at all.
I am Jill Brenneman. This is XXBN. This is the Brenneman Airplane. My guest is Renegade Evolution, who is a member, as I am, of the Sex Workers Outreach Project East, based out of North Carolina. This is International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers. And we invite you to call in. We have 16 minutes left to the show. We invite you to call in to discuss your events, nation or worldwide, or also your thoughts. Now, one of the things that I did for today's event here on XXBN was to invite the very people from Rhode Island who were very opposed to the idea of decriminalized sex work. You know, the activists who pushed very hard to get it criminalized again, and you know, I made a very strong point to invite them to discuss their views on the show, leaving it open to all viewpoints and to how they feel their perspective would put an end to violence in the sex industry. Unfortunately, looking at the board, I don't see any of them calling in.
I'm shocked, really. I'm stunned, and I hope everyone's picking up on the sarcasm there. I'm not surprised at all. These folks, you know, like to stand up and on their soapboxes and say whatever they want and speak for sex workers, but when they actually have to, you know, be in a room with them or on a radio show with them or any of those sort of things, they tend to back out. And I mean, I would say that part of it is because, you know, you and I are so scary or whatever, but it's with anyone. It's just they will not engage in good faith at all with people who are the very people that they're screwing over.
Well, isn't there an expression, radio ads 10 pounds?
Mm-hmm. Maybe
we both look bigger on the radio.
I could be. I don't know. I just, it's just, I mean, it seems to be an ongoing thing. You know, they don't want to have to address the people that, don't agree with them. I mean, if you don't have the right viewpoint, then they have no time for you. They'll just go ahead and continue around to muck around in, you know, laws and business that affects you, you know?
of course, there are events happening worldwide. There was actually media coverage in the Providence Daily Dose that I was going to refer to regarding this event from Providence, Rhode Island, but it's been disabled. Not sure why that happened. A little bit of background on international data and violence. This, according to Wikipedia, was first celebrated in 2003, the brainchild of Dr. Annie Sprinkle. It was a memorial and vigil for the victims of the Green River Killer in Seattle, Washington. It's evolved into a national event. It calls attention to hate crimes against sex workers. It is intended to remove the stigma and discrimination that is perpetuated by prohibitionist laws that have made violence against sex workers acceptable in society. Of course, its symbol is the red umbrella, and you can show your support by displaying the red umbrella either in person or many are doing it on Facebook and other platforms. 13 minutes remaining. You can also take part in the discussion at 646-200-3136, or you can join us again this evening as we will be live at 9 p.m. Eastern Time with Amanda Brooks is scheduled to join us.
Yay, Amanda. She's like the smartest human being on the face of the earth. I've come to that conclusion.
You know, I have too. No, not only is she in a warm city right now,
right.
She is in a very warm place, so she has none of the cold weather issues to deal with. But if one reads her blogs or looks at the enormous amount of detail that she puts in any of her projects, it is truly, truly beyond my grasp.
She's definitely, I don't know, she's got her A-game going almost all the time, which is cool.
I wish I had Amanda's organizational skills.
So do I. My house would be a lot cleaner.
Yes, mine too. Ren, what do you see as a future possibility?
I don't know. It's like I used to be really optimistic that you know, at least decriminalization would become the norm. But in the last couple of years, there have been so many places that have gone to, you know, either full-out criminalization or, you know, Nordic models or what have you, that I don't know. I mean, I think the, you know, folks down in Australia and New Zealand really have the right idea. And people are not looking at that, or it's not being, well, it is being pushed. I mean, sex workers are all over the place. It's like, you know, take a look down under and see what they're doing. But nobody listens to the sex workers. So I don't know. I mean, it's just gotten, and it's not even just, not even just in the fields of you know, escorting and prostitution and stuff. It's all over the place that it's the conservative views are really coming back into vogue, as it were, when it comes to any sort of sex-related profession, which is strange because you consider the economy. There's a lot of women out there now who are working as strippers or dominatrixes or doing, you know, adult movies or, you know, escorting and stuff because the economy is so crappy. They don't have any other choices, really. It's punishing everybody all around just because, you know, people think they know what's best for everyone else. It's very strange. I'm not very optimistic about the whole thing anymore.
You know, I unfortunately have to echo those sentiments. You know, there have been very glossy, very well-glossed campaigns to take away rights. You know, one of the great lines that I've seen used in protests in support of sex worker rights is only rights take away the wrongs. You know, I fail to understand the logic of saying let's make criminals out of people who are not as a method to rescue them. You know, one of the issues that's being touted in Rhode Island right now is two in Rhode Island. One, of course, the New England Patriots mascot was arrested.
Right.
for soliciting an undercover officer. So, you know, we know that future mascots, I guess, perhaps are being saved from something. But also there was some publicity to an event where a 17-year-old girl in Rhode Island, after being arrested for prostitution, it was later determined that she was a trafficking victim and the charges were dropped. And I guess, my, you know, my question one would be, what happens if she was 18?
Right. Yeah, if she was of age, it might be different. And, you know, I know the big thing that everyone is all over with this, the people, you know, no matter what side of the fence they're on, is trafficking. But by making criminals out of trafficked people, you're not helping them at all. And it's not going to stop anything. I mean, the whole thing is the more laws are pressed down to that are, you know, not good for or malicious towards sex workers, the uglier the whole business is going to get, because traffickers don't give an iota about the laws. They care about their money, and, you know, they'll make it no matter what. And I don't understand how people fail to realize that.
Well, you know, I think that's, of course, a tremendous point that, you know, at what point do traffickers say, oh, well, it's against the law now, so we'll stop?
Right. It hasn't worked for anything. I mean, I saw a list somewhere, and it was like of the things, biggest trafficking things, and humans are fourth on that list after drugs, guns, and exotic animals. But it's, you know, these people, for them it's a business. You know, they're the humanity of whomever does not matter at all. All they care about is making their money. And whatever little pretty laws people put in place, it's not going to stop them. And the fact that people have not figured that out just stuns me. I mean, I realize I'm kind of grim and I tend to look at the dark side of everything. But the fact that people can't just, don't see that. I mean, making guns illegal in most of the world has not stopped guns from being all over the place. Making drugs illegal and making, you know, buying tigers and lions and all that other stuff illegal, it hasn't stopped it. You know, it continues to go on, and it's the same with humans, no matter what laws are in effect.
Well, you know, and certainly there were numerous laws against trafficking in narcotics, as you had discussed, but I don't remember Pablo Escobar ever, you know, giving up the business and getting a job at
Walmart. Yeah, he didn't become a, you know, a phone operator. He continued to do his business, and that's just the way that the world is right now. That's the way things are going, and it doesn't help anybody. And what kills me is when people are like, well, you know, trafficking is illegal, period. It's already illegal. You know, so having sex work or prostitution or whatnot be illegal, you know, these people are already engaging in an illegal enterprise. You can arrest them for trafficking. It's already a crime, you know?
All right, a question has come in via the XXBN chat room. The question is for my guest, Renegade Evolution, as to if she has any experience in the sex industry or whether her perspective is purely academic.
I am completely not an academic, and yes, I am a sex worker. So, yes, I am speaking from a personal point of view of someone who is in the business.
Let's see. We're actually getting a couple of questions via chat room. The second question via the chat room is, what is the guest referring to in terms of the Nordic model?
Oh, okay. The Swedish model right now, now it's being referred to as the Nordic model, is they implemented it in Sweden, and basically what it does is it criminalizes the purchasers of sexual services, but not the women. And they tout things such as, you know, a zero amount of trafficking and things like that, which is untrue. If somebody is trafficked and is arrested for prostitution, they are immediately deported unless they testify, and then even after they testify, they're still deported. So the reason they can say they have no foreign trafficked people is because they send them home, usually right back to where they started from. But the problem with that is, I mean, it sounds good on the outside. Okay, yeah, bust. If you're going to bust somebody, bust the people purchasing sex and not the people selling it. Except that the Swedish sex workers, Nordic sex workers, have said that it's really made their lives a lot more difficult because, you know, they're stuck with meaner clients, or, you know, they can't work it. They can't watch each other's backs out when they're working because they get, you know, harassed by the police. And, you know, not only does it cut down on their ability to make money, but it cuts down on the safety that they previously felt they had when prostitution was legal. So, but it's a model that was started in Sweden, has spread throughout a couple of the Nordic countries. I believe England is looking into something very similar or on the verge of having something very similar in place. And a lot of people, feminist activists particularly, want that to be the way it is everywhere. So that's the Nordic model in a nutshell. If you Google Swedish model, it will come up and tell you even more.
I'm guessing then that the Minnesota Vikings mascot should be. Be very careful to avoid.
He should. He better be careful. Yeah.
I am Jill Brenneman. This is XXBN. We will be back in 30 seconds after a promo, and we will have closing thoughts. There's still about 5 minutes to get a call in. We'll be right back after a promo.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gag, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.bounotgagged.com.
All right, we're back on the afternoon edition of Brenneman Airplane. My guest is Renegade Evolution. We are in the final 3 minutes of the show. Ren, any final thoughts on International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers?
Well, you would like to remind people that sex workers are people too, and they deserve the same rights and considerations as other people.
You know, it's almost amazing that it has to even be said.
True, but it does, you know.
But there it is. Well, definitely, Ren, you will not be attending this evening's event. That's correct.
Correct. I will not be there. Unfortunately, I have some things that I need to take care of with family wise and such. So.
Getting in any last-minute Christmas deals?
No, I do Hanukkah, remember? But I do all my shopping online. I'm not a people person, so I don't go to malls.
That makes two of us. Well, certainly we wish you a wonderful holiday, and we're very appreciative of the half hour that you spent with us on the Brenneman Airplane. And check out Ren's profile. It's on the Sex Workers Outreach Project East website, SWAP East, www.swopeast.org. And Ren, you have a blog.
I do. I've moved it. I am now at theger.wordpress.com. So the G-E-R at WordPress. Is my new joint. I closed down the old dive and opened a new one.
You know, it's a tremendous blog that I highly recommend. I'm not a video game person, probably because I'm poverty stricken and can't afford one. But I don't always understand the game references.
Oh, I know. I'm such a geek, and it surprises everyone because you know. But I am. I'm a huge gamer geek, and. With my old blog, it was all sex worker stuff all the time, and I still write about that, but I've decided, to kind of branch out in, politics and philosophy and gaming. So it's a little different than the old place. But the old place, you can still find all that stuff. I didn't get rid of it. So if people want to read about me ranting on endlessly about anti-sex work people, the old blog is where all of that's at.
All right. Well, once again, my great appreciation. Renegade Evolution for joining us. I'm Jill Brenneman. This is the Brenneman Airplane on XXPN Rally.